Hi, I'm Susan Evans from SusanEvans.org, and today I'm going to be talking about fasting. This is the third audio about prayer and fasting. The first one was reasons to fast, and the second one was how to fast, and this third one is fasting with others and how it's different than fasting by yourself. So I'm going to share briefly what it's like to fast by yourself and what it's like to fast with other people. Now, when you fast by yourself, it is hard. It is hard to pay attention, to focus, because you are alone. Also, if you are tempted to eat, you don't have anyone to hold you accountable. Although, once I've made the decision, I know that I'm not going to do it. And I just, you know, it's one of those acts of the will that you have laid aside. But I've noticed even when I'm fasting alone about something, I sometimes tell like my mother or a close friend. And then in the afternoon when my body slumps, especially without any food, my energy really takes a nosedive, like right after lunch or non-lunch, obviously. So that I go ahead and make a phone call to either my mother or a sister or a dear friend. And I share with them, the main prayer request that I'm praying, that I'm fasting before the Lord. And then they pray mightily with me over the phone. They pray with me and it suffuses me with strength. Praying with someone else just gives oomph or animo to the to me so that I can continue until nightfall. So if I need like a shot in the arm, basically when I need the encouragement to stay the course and to finish, when I feel like I'm in this marathon and I'm about to splat to the ground and I'm only halfway through the day, that's when I reach out to another believer to pray with me. And they can either pray that God would strengthen you, or better, they can pray for what you're praying for, that you are so intent on praying for. So it can help if you invite someone else into your fast. Now, it's the best if someone else fasts with you, okay? And in that sense, there's at least two of you fasting together, and I feel the difference. I feel the when I'm praying and someone else is praying at the exact same moment in a different location, even if we're doing something else at the time, we're both praying at different locations, I feel boom, there's power in it. It's almost electrical. I can't explain it, but you'll know what I mean. When you start fasting, you'll know what I mean. If someone else is fasting also and they're praying with all their hearts about the same thing. I shared a little bit briefly in the previous audio on how to fast. I shared how I was praying for someone's husband to be saved, to come back to the Lord, because he was walking as an unbeliever at this point. And our whole prayer group was fasting before the Lord. And as soon as it was sundown, I felt this electrical current running through me for 3 solid hours before the Lord. Now, God would not have done that if this man is never going to be saved, because the Holy Spirit was praying through me, you see. So if the Holy Spirit is like, boom, swishing and swishing and swishing through me mightily in the Spirit, obviously he's going to be saved. Obviously he's coming back to the Lord. So I excitedly told her that he's coming back to the Lord, because he is, I'm certain. Okay. So this is the cool thing about fasting, is you are filled with the Spirit. The Spirit can intercede through you. Now, that one time was really crazy and electrical. I mean, that's not normally the case. Most of the time I pray and pray and pray and I have to focus and it's just normal and it's just, you know, nothing huge happened. But then later you find out that God moved. So you being faithful to pray, despite no experience whatsoever, God still moves and acts, even because you are choosing to fast before the Lord and seek him with all your heart. He will bless you. And the timing, like I said, just because God answers doesn't mean that it's going to happen right that second. He did not repent and turn to the Lord, but we see his heart turning to the Lord. It's only a matter of time. It's very close at this point. But each of the women, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There were five of us at that prayer meeting. All five did a fast. Two of us were doing a whole day fast, and then three of them were doing a half day fast because they had fasted in the morning. And it was funny because I saw all these other women, their faces looked hollow and they looked like they were hungry. And I've never seen people when they were fasting before. I guess I just don't know anybody that, well, I do know people that fast now, but, but anyway. So we all fell on our faces before the Lord and prayed mightily in the Spirit about his salvation with one heart, one mind, one purpose, full 100% intensity with our faces to the ground, begging the Lord full blast for this one man. So you see, that's why it's way more powerful when you have other believers that are fasting. Now, if you don't know anybody who's willing to fast because everyone loves their belly and they care about their food and who cares about the things of God, and there's only you, don't worry about it. It could still be powerful if it's just you. Let me tell you about an experience of fasting that was incredible, and it was just between me and God. I was the only one there. I was the only one fasting. I prayed and I was fasting before the Lord for a breakthrough for somebody very dear to me. And so I fasted for 24 hours for her. And it was actually a very joyful fast. It's the first time that I've had a very joyful fast. I think it's the only joyful fast I've ever had, actually. The other ones were kind of heavy, but this one was joyful. And I was praying for a breakthrough for her in her life to move forward. And as I was lying in bed and I was about to fall asleep, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me mightily and rushed just really strong. It's not like I was talking to you before about the prayer retreat where the Spirit of God fell just so soft, like a soft little sprinkling of rain. And it was just like, boom. Boom. And it was beautiful. All the fruit of the Spirit, the Spirit fell softly. Okay, this one, the Spirit of God rushed through me. It was a downwards rushing powerfully and then out through my mouth. My mouth moved without me moving it. It was God moving through my mouth, and this huge, beautiful blessing came out that it sounded like scripture. It sounded like a psalm or something, except it wasn't one of the psalms, because I know the scriptures really, really well. It wasn't a psalm that I knew, and I know all the psalms. I'm very familiar with all the psalms, but this was a specific blessing for this dear friend of mine, and then it stopped, and I was just so shocked that the Holy Spirit took over my mouth, spoke this beautiful blessing. I'm like, man, you should have done it when I was with her, because I couldn't remember it after it was done. I just knew it was beautiful and it was powerful and it was strong and it was incredible. And I was surprised because I was falling asleep. I had no idea that it was going to happen, but that was God rewarding me for my fast. And it was just me, nobody else. It was just me. So, you know, God can do incredible things, or you fast. Other times I've fasted and it was just a lot of work. Oh, okay. So that was a beautiful fast that I just told you about. Let me tell you about another fast, fasting for an enemy. I did not want to fast for an enemy. Do you want to hurt really bad to bless an enemy? Like, are you willing to give your life for the sake of an enemy? Well, that's what Jesus did for us, you realize. And I had a really close friend who basically commanded me or called me to fast for a woman who had a demon on her, and it was very, very, very clear to her because she had contorted her face with venom. This was a Christian woman contorted her face with venom towards me, and she had been for a solid year just whipping me, taking truth and twisting it and stabbing me, and I didn't realize it was a demon until my friend looked at her and saw the demon in the contortion of her face with venom. And so that, she said, Susan, this woman is going on a missions trip and she is not right with God. We have to fast. And she looked at me and I was like, ugh. I said, fine. I was angry. Okay. And I knew it was the Lord. She says, this kind does not come out, but by prayer and fasting. Now I don't say out, off from, I don't believe, okay, it's debatable. What I'm saying is that this is a Christian woman. A demon was contorting her face. A demon was influencing her. I believe outside of her body was influencing her heavily, and a demon was on her, I believe. In fact, I know. I'm certain that that is what happened. You can actually be walking by the Spirit and have a demon attached to your physical body. That happened to me when two friends of mine prayed over me and this thing peeled off my face. I had no idea I had a demon on me for 2 years in a certain area of my life that had created bondage for no reason. No reason at all. And some sort of amnesia that I didn't even remember it. It was crazy. So if you're walking by the Spirit, that doesn't mean that a demon can't influence you. Okay? Paul, who wrote like half of the New Testament, had a thorn in his side that was a messenger from Satan. A messenger from Satan is a demon. A messenger from God is an angel. So a demon was somehow on him or whatever, and on is what I'm saying, influencing to keep him from exalting himself. And I think that that's because a demon can make you go crazy. It can make you right on the verge of insanity, and then you quiet yourself and you're like, okay, and you yield to the Lord and you're calm and you ask the demon to be removed. I mean, that's what Paul was doing. It's happened to me before too, is what I'm saying. Especially with huge spiritual breakthroughs that happen, a lot of times a demon will intermix itself into it because you're yielding to God so strong that the yielding itself is abused by a demon who knows that you're open, and because you're open, the suggestions of the demon get in and you yield to that demon's suggestions as well as to God. That happened to me. Oh my goodness gracious. That was bad. So you need to have discernment. Test the spirits to see if it's from the Lord. Don't accept just anything, okay? When you yield to God, yield to Him. And anything that is said in your mind, you need to test it against Scripture. You need to test it against all the things that I showed you in the audio, hearing God, okay? How to hear God. Go listen to that. Look at the chart. Print out the chart from my blog. And look at it to see if there's agitation. If there's agitation, it's from the enemy. Just a calmness. There's a huge chart of all the different things to differentiate between God's voice and the enemy's voice. But you definitely need to arm yourself with that or you will be led astray. Scripture says that the elect will be led astray. That's us. The strong believers will be led astray by demons, okay? In the end times, especially. It says all over Scripture, especially in the prophets. It says in the end times that the believers, if possible, will be led astray. And that is happening right now. Okay, so my friend called me to fast about an enemy, someone who is treating me like a piece of garbage, twisting everything I said, whipped me, horrible, horrible, just acted like my enemy, even though I loved her and I never meant any ill will towards her. But the enemy used us both to stab each other for no reason. And, oh, it's horrible, horrible. So I fasted before the Lord for a full day, and I didn't know if it was going to be hellish. I thought it was going to be a 24 hours of hell. I mean, imagine your stomach hurting and hurting, and you're doubled over on the floor hurting for somebody who is hateful and venomous to you. It's like, wow. But I said yes to God, because I'm willing to do anything for God. God rules, not me. Okay, God rules. And I knew when my friend called me to fast, I knew she was right. And she says, I'll fast with you. So the two of us fasted together and we broke the power of the enemy. The demon got off her. And the next time I saw her, her facial expression was completely different and had the Holy Spirit. She hugged me and said, I love you, Susan. All the venom was gone. And then, like maybe 6 months later, she invited the demon back, and then she had a contorted, venomous face again. So the demon that was on her for 4 years, we later found out through somebody else that that demon had been on her for at minimum 4 years. Imagine the bondage of that. So we broke that bondage, and why on earth did she ask it back? I don't understand. We should have told her. I should have told her that we fasted for a demon to get off her. I just didn't want to freak her out. Because most believers don't believe in that. The enemy has us all blinded so that he could do whatever he wants and have us walk in defeat. So yeah, fasting for an enemy, that was really interesting. But I was fasting with somebody else, so it carried me because I was able to call her in the afternoon and we were able to pray. So we prayed for like an hour over the phone, but you can also get together to pray with the other person who is fasting with you. Okay, also, like if you're fasting with your husband, and I mentioned this before, but fasting with your husband has fringe benefits. You end up drawing so much closer to each other. You end up being attracted to their spirit. You end up being wildly attracted to who they are, and it binds your hearts together in a really fabulous, deep, rich way. So fast with your spouse and you will be blessed in your marriage as well as whatever you were asking. We were asking about an insomnia issue. And so but God blessed our marriage as a result and bound our hearts even more closely together as a result of our fasting. So I highly recommend fasting with your husband, especially if you have a marriage problem. Okay? If you have a marriage problem, fast before the Lord. Try to do it on a weekend when he's not at work or you're not at work. So that. But even if you have to go to work, it's fine. You can fast. One time my husband and I had a disagreement one summer, and we had believed a lie about each other that the enemy planted in our hearts and minds a year and a half previous, and we believed a lie about each other, and we were both selflessly loving and serving the other person while our needs were not being met. And so we were both like that, and so both of us were miserable, and we did not know. And then finally we told each other, and we were both shocked that the other person blamed the other person. It was all a setup from the enemy. The enemy is clever. His tactics are very meticulous and detailed tactics of the traps that he sets for you. He strategizes and sets the trap and springs the trap and causes misery. It makes you hate him, really. So at that moment, as soon as darkness fell, both of us began fasting, before the Lord. And so, and we did that. I don't know if, I didn't know he was fasting. I just started fasting. And then later I found out a day later that he had been fasting all day also. So, Yeah, you just stop eating when you realize you're shocked at something that you did not know, and you need the Lord. You need him. Do you need him? If you need the Lord, set aside time and fast and pray and seek his face. Are you really that busy? I mean, if you were sick, you would take the day off. Does your body have to be all sick and yucky for you to actually spend time with the Lord? No. Okay, so fasting, you can fast by yourself. You can also fast with other people. The benefits of fasting with other people, Matthew 18:19, when two or three agree, it will be done. Also, you get more out of it when you experience the same thing with another person. You could talk through your fears. You can encourage each other. For me, when I fasted about the future of my homeschool group, it ended up that we discovered the grief of God over the dissensions in this area. And so my friend told me over the phone, "Oh, I feel the grief of God over the dissensions." "Oh, me too," I said. I was shocked that God had told her something and God told me something. So God told both of us something directly. We compared notes, and there were several other things that God told both of us to contact a specific person that we hadn't heard of in years, that God would bring to mind that same person to both of our minds. We were both shocked. But so it's kind of cool when you fast with another person, the confirmation that can come through both people. Now, if one person that's fasting is like not saved or is a new believer or something like that, you might not be on the same level. So God might not speak to you both exactly the same. When I prayed with fasting with there were three of us that were fasting over a woman, and God told all three of us separately something, and then we told the woman, and it confirmed to me that it was true. So I knew for certain that it was true when we fasted and prayed and laid hands on a woman. A woman called me to fast as well as another woman to fast. So all three of us were called to fast and pray before the Lord about this woman. And so all three of us were shown the very same things. And so it just confirmed that it was the Holy Spirit, because someone else had said something the previous day that was against the Spirit of God. And all three of us knew that it was a deceptive spirit. So test the spirits. I mean, you've got to be right with God so that if one person is off or there's a deceptive spirit on one godly person, that's normally you believe what they say, but anybody could have a deceptive spirit. Anybody. Even Paul the Apostle, okay? So make sure that you're following the Lord, but also be accountable to other people and be humble enough to know that you can be influenced by a deceptive spirit. You yourself can be influenced, even though you love God with all your heart. Also, another benefit of fasting with other people is that you celebrate at the end that you got through it. And hopefully, when you see the answer to your prayer, that's like my husband and I, when we went out to eat after we fasted for 24 hours. So then we went out to eat, and it was a sweet celebration, even though nothing happened. Like, we fasted for 24 hours and nothing happened whatsoever. And then the next day I got an email saying, "My husband and I were praying yesterday and God prompted us to pay for a sleep study for you." And I just started weeping before the Lord. I'm like, "Oh my goodness, you did answer. The very same time that we were praying, on that very same day that we were fasting, God answered." I didn't hear about the answer until the next day, you know? So I was like, "I don't understand why God didn't answer," I thought, as I ate dinner with my husband. I just smiled at him and I'm like, "I know God heard me, but I don't see an answer." There was something that God was doing behind the scenes that we didn't know. And sometimes, it's delayed by weeks or months, like with Daniel. Another benefit of fasting with another person is accountability to not fail. It's the same as exercising together. You're more likely to get through it exercising with a partner or somebody else. So it can be really beneficial. So And actually, there's another time that I fast for people. And if someone that I love is going into a lion's den, and I mean like people who are poisoned against that person, and they're going to a meeting where they have to have supernatural strength to speak from the Lord to these people, times like that, I've done a half day fast for them. And I just, on the spur of the moment, give up my food and then pray mightily. And what I try to do is I try to get together with another prayer warrior to pray the exact time that that person's at the meeting. So let's say that a woman is meeting with a pastor or some other important person or something, and there's a dispute and something happening where the enemy has caused that person to believe a lie or the opposite of what's true, and it's all so convoluted, there's no way she can defend herself, and yet she has to go to this meeting with all these other people or whatever. And in those instances, what I like to do is get together that very hour. So let's say it's 11 o'clock when they're meeting in the morning. Then I called my friend to come over at 11. So we got on the floor together at my house, and we prayed mightily during the time that she was meeting with them. And sure enough, God gave her all the words she needed to say. It was perfect. It was fabulous. So it helps if you're praying at the very time that a meeting is going down. And if you can't do it with another person or on the phone with another person, then you get on your knees and pray during the time that a big event is occurring. Especially if it's pivotal or if it's someone you know and nobody else knows about it. And, you know, most people don't pray. Most people don't care. So it's you or nothing. Just realize that. And your prayers alone make the difference of life and death for this person, because God chooses to move through prayer. So it's definitely worth doing. Okay, so these were just a few of the benefits of fasting with other people. Like I said, Matthew 18:19 causes you to, two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. You get more out of the experience. You can celebrate together that you got through it. You can rejoice if there's answer to prayer, and there's more accountability. So those all are all benefits that Elmer Towns talks about in The Beginner's Guide to Fasting. I just fleshed it out a lot more with my own experiences from fasting. But yeah, I read that book actually before I fasted, you know, before I decided to have fasting as part of my life. Now, and as we enter the end times, it is going to be more and more vital that we are clear-eyed, that we can see clearly, spiritually see. And in these times, fasting will enable us to see. So I'm Susan Evans from SusanEvans.org. Thanks for listening to this audio.